Okay. Today, we've been discussing, you know, the two shitas. Whether it's Meiser Ksafim only for Aniyim, or is it for even Tzorchei Mitzvah, not for Aniyim. And on the tzad that it's even for Tzorchei Mitzvah, we discussed that it's only something that, a mitzvah that is not a chovah. Because if it's a chovah, then you're being poreya your chov with, like the classic example would be if you would, if you have a son and you have to do pinyan haben, so then you have to give money to the kohen. So if you want to use meiser money for that, that wouldn't be, so there, that's an absolute chovah for pinyan haben. And you can't use meiser, even according to the tzad, that you can do it for other mitzvahs. Because we're saying the other mitzvahs have to be mitzvahs that are not absolute chovah. Okay. This concept we've seen in many places. Davar Shebechovah, the Balam Mechulin, and there's a Mishnah in Peah, on the first page here, Lo Yaskir Odom Es Apolim, Al Menashe Yukod Beno Acharav. In other words, say a person is going to hire a worker to work in his field, and the deal that he's making with the worker is that he's going to give the rights to the payah, leket shika payah, the matnas aniyim, to the poel son, who is an ani. And as a result, he will have him give less of a wage to the father, because since he's giving the son opportunity to collect the matnas aniyim from the field, so the father is going to be paid less. The father is going to be paid less. So b'meila, he's using matnas aniyim for his own benefit. You see, in other words, here, there was really the job that really will cost a certain amount, but to get a worker to do, but he's paying him less, and the guy's willing to take less, because his son is going to get matnas aniyim. So he says, that's not right, because you're using matnas aniyim for your own benefit, your own monetary benefit. And therefore, you can't use matnas aniyim for your own monetary benefit. So this idea that is articulated in this Mishnah is also part of that same idea that we've been saying over, that whenever Meiser Ani, whatever Meiser Ksafim is gonna be for your own benefit, it's not just for the mitzvah, but your own monetary benefit, so then you can't do it. Even if we're breaking the rule and we're saying not like the Mariel that has to be done just for Aniyim, even if it could be done for other things, but if it's gonna be a monetary benefit, so then not. And we'll see how that will work out in different cases. Well, we saw already the tshuva of the Marshag on page 2-3 about, well, this is really quoted here. If you want to see where it's really quoted, it's in the Zichron Yehuda. You can see that now. Zichron Yehuda, the Yehuda Green World. He was the Avez in Satmar, you know, way back. And in Tshuva on page 6, he says, he says it on page 6, keep going a little down, on the left column, Vav Ayin Dal, Valderech Hashem Bikashta. Me'echad me'atalmid v'sheyichyu sheyishol es pi bedover schar hashatchonis. Rasha l'chol shalim also me'mos ma'aser. Right, there is a halacha of the me'shachonis. Right, that's a real halacha that you have to pay the shachon. And there, you know, a lot of people. Besides the idea that, you know, it's good for this, it's good for that, people are there, you know, and. You know, people should take this seriously. That there's the Meshachanis, and it's a halacha, and you have to pay. The Meshachanis is always a question if there are multiple people involved. So who gets it? How do you divvy the Meshachanis? So that requires a separate discussion. But there's the concept of the Meshachanis. That's a chova. So therefore, the same question comes about. Could you pay the Meshachanis with Kesef for Maisik Safim, page 6? Im Rosha al Chalashon Moshe Bimos Maisik, Hine Hadin Poshach Ein Odom Porei Chovo Bimos Maisik. He says a person can't be Porei his Chov for most Maisik. Begin Mechov Tshuva Shrus Yaakov. And that source is this Mishnah, one of the sources at least, is the Mishnah Peah that we just learned. Lo Yiskor Odom Es, page 7, Apolim, Almanasi, Yukon Beno Acharo, that you should hire somebody with the stipulation that the son is going to be the one who's going to get the Matnas Aniyim. First, Hatam Yishim De Parechovo Mishal Aniyim, because he's, basically he owes the father a certain amount of money, and basically, he's saving that money by giving the son, so he's able to pay the father less because the son is taking the matanas. So the matanas are now being used to save him money. So whenever you have a chova. See, so even if you don't want to take that Gemara and Chagiga, so and apply here a Dover Shemchova Lebal Melchulin, which really passed this as a special din in Korbanis, as some point out, but there's a dinim in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim that you can't. Matnas Aniyim is for Aniyim. It's not that you're supposed to manipulate that the Matnas Aniyim you're gonna get something for your own good. The only thing you can get is Tovas Hanah. You could decide maybe which Ani you want. But that's where it was. If I'm not hiring the father, I could say, okay, your son, I want him. He could get the, you know, these matanos. But that's only if there's no father involved who's going to be working and getting cheaper, you know, and you're going to pay him less as a result. So that's Paisha Tam Shum. Mishum to Parechova, Michalanim, Kvar Mavur, Pacifre, Ashut, the Gam Isaac Sofim, Bismanazay, Yeshludin, I am Pisre Chuva, Chuva's usually the Yala. So this has also the same din. But then he quotes the Chasam Sofer, Omnom Kvarkos of Chuvas Maram, Tadavki in Biyak, she kabal of Lithi Meiser, Dait the Hochi, Mashem Ki, Kiba Las, Lithi Meiser, Kahogan, Ufrazim Kvar Hifishu, Velohisna, Adait the Shar Niam, as the Vada Herzim Chalena, the Pore Hova Michel Aniam. Vatasha, Shashamati, Mikhasha Kibata, Lakha Hafish Meiser, Pshita, the Kam. So you can't give the Meshach Chonis from Meiser. Because if you stipulated originally, you can make some stipulations. But if you didn't stipulate originally to, you know, then you have to give it the proper way. And the proper way is that you can't be benefiting any of your chobos. And then he says, but he says that what? Misha, yeah. Then he says that, that maybe there's a difference if you hold that Maisek Sofim is the Raisa or the Rabbanan. That it could be, it's only, we said it could be, it's not a Chiv at all, but maybe it's only Chiv the Rabbanan. And therefore, by Chiv the Rabbanan, maybe there's more room to be lenient. So he says that Misha inu manich alzenem al tasik vol oilam perish b'yishalmi charamel. Yeah. And if kvinu v'shnei yishalmi pashuk gar maisos shayim rak mit rabonu misar olam misayim shayich davke v'maisos upon matanus darais v'shayki v'hafshish. So there could be more coolers if something is only the Rabbanan. So if you're, the whole chiyuv to give is only the Rabbanan, so then maybe there could be more leniencies of what you could use it for. Because since Yehovah to the Adoni is only the Rabbanan, so then it could be, you know, then they could be more as far as Lakula. Then there are a lot of different examples that that I'll show you here. The Rav Harfin is in the Sefer Vayivarech Dovid. He gives a lot of interesting examples. We discussed the concept of, you know, the difference between Mataras Lavionim, that's a chova, which you can't give with your Meiser money, as opposed to, we mentioned Maos Chitim, which is just a minhag, that maybe could be. The Ksav Sofer, parenthetically on page 4, says that maybe that's not true. Maybe, you see, my Mataras, when it comes to Peya, Lakachika Peya, the point is that you're taking away from your money to give to the Onion. But maybe Mataras of Yonim was not that way. Maybe Matanas of Yonim, as long as I facilitate the Ani get something, even though if I'm not losing anything from it, maybe that's good enough. But like a chicken payer has to be my thing. It's my thing that I took away from, I could have been mine, and I'm taking it away. But Matanas of Yonim, maybe it's not something that had to be yours. You have to take out of your pocket, so to speak. If you, as long as you got something to the Ani, even though you didn't lose anything for it, so that's what he discusses here. That maybe Matanos Lavyonim, you could even give for most. The Eichi of Matanos Lavyonim, she yitain mamono v'yichasem mikiso. The first word on the line is Lavyonim. La'avyonim. She Eichi of Matanos Lavyonim, she yitain mamono v'yichasem mikiso. Rach l'smoch v'yom ha'pikurim. Beyond Purim, the Foshas of Yonim, the Matonis. The Kavich of Simcha, who will have Yon, Shite Lo, Mali, Imma Os Maise, who are Koponik, Vayotza, and Osim, Mitzvah Shalom, Fainzo, Dover, called Dover Shamchov, Dana Boil, Machim, Kavich, Achival of Lahavi, Lahavi Shtayim. I don't know what that means. Lahavi Shtayim, but how do you understand that? Two Korbanas. So the Chasav Sofer is the one who challenges the poskim who apply it to Matanas Rav Yonah, because Matanas Rav Yonah is just something that he should be Mesameach. It's not something that I have to lose as a result. I have to take money out of my pocket. I just have to make sure he gets money. So I don't take, even if I didn't take any money out of my pocket. Then we said that Mos Chitim is different, because Mos Chitim is just a minhag. So then, that for sure, you should be able to give what? From your Meiser money. However, it's interesting, on page 21, he writes, for Farfanus, on page 21 at the bottom, he says there are two types of Mos Chitim. There's one type of Mos Chitim, like I collect Mos Chitim here in the yeshiva. So anyone who wants to come, to come. Anyone who doesn't want to come, who give, they don't have to come. It's very, but then there's the idea if you're part of a community. And if you're part of a community, in some communities, they will have a tax that everyone in the community has to pay for Mos Chitim, because they need to help the aniyim in the community. So everyone is taxed. So then everyone's taxed. So even though Mos Chitim, again, is only a minhag, but now they're making a tax in that community. Any community that you belong to, they can make their own rules. What you know, they know the needs of the community and what the community has to, you know. So then he says, like this, that. So one hand he says, on page 21 on the left, second line, the kimcha the pisca hu laniim, avol mashigish lodim, is a heyosh kimcha the pisca hu mechovas bnei ha'ir, kivur b'ramo, v'shem minig lichnos chil chitim v'chalkim laniim, v'chom yishadar b'ir yud beis chodesh, tzorach liten l'zeh. Right? So that was when they had, like, real communities. Kehils. Right? So then if you lived there 12 months, then that made you a member of the kehila, and then you have to give. Then it's a chiv. So then, l'chora, you can't give it for ma'aseh money. So he says, Hagam shebizman hazeh kemat she'ein ir gedol v'yisrael she'ev urgan tachas kehila achas. Right. But you don't have that. Even shuls today, they don't necessarily put a tax. You know, the shuls might have a fund that you can give to, but it's not like there's membership tax or things like that. But there's not a Mos Chitim tax that you know. So it's not a real kehila. So he says, if some they're asking, so then for sure you could give from Mos Meiser. But if not, then that's the question. So that's what he quotes from. Shlomo Zalman says that today it's not considered, there's no real chova. If he wants to say maybe even if they made a chova, it still started out as a minhag. So maybe since he's even suggesting the possibility that on page 23 in the top, in other words, even if you live in a community where they're taxing for the most, for the But still, it's only a chovla because they decided to make to so to speak, enforce the minute. But at the end of the day, it's still a minute. Okay, but I don't know. That's a possibility, but I don't know. I think it's so rare that we have such a thing, so it's hard to. But the bottom line is that, you know, it's pashtus, like everybody says, it's not considered a davar shebechovah, and therefore it could come from ma'aser. Then he has some interesting other questions. Fascinating discussions. I mean, because you can really apply these questions to almost every area in halacha. It's something like, it's very good for the Michas Chinuch, you know, here he basically puts in everything, you know. So he so they're there. He has an interesting thing on page 13. There's the custom. There's a mechiras chametz, so that's, you know, so there's a custom that balabatim give the rabbi money for mechiras chametz. That's like, you know, that's the whole thing there. How that began, I'm not sure exactly, but it was an opportunity to give the rav something. So could you use my six offer money to give him that check that you're giving him for Bechira's comments? So page 13, he says, he has this question. He says, "Truva Mashemosif Likin Lo Yosef Mashem Magiolo Batcher Chaso Shachar Dobi." How much does it really take? And then, he's doing you a service. So you have to pay for your service. So then you can't pay most Misa for that. But then, this is just an excuse. You want to use this opportunity to give him a little bit more than what the service really costs. So then, he says, you make the kinyan, you write the shtab. In other words, the thing that takes long is because there could be a lot of people that are, if it would just be your comments, how long does it take to pick up the handkerchief and write the, write the thing? I mean, what takes long is as a whole group of people, and you have to stay late every day after shul for a nice amount of time. So he wants to say, so whatever that amount you think is the value of that amount is, then you have to pay with your own money, because he's doing you a service. So do a service, you pay with your own money. But if you want to now give the opportunity to pay him more, because you want to be able to pay him more, so then that could go from the Maisa money. And that's what he says, that Yishar Kama Magil HaRav Shvil Shchak Yachaso, that's the same thing as a regular poil. Zeh Yitei Mimos HaPrati Shalom Vashar Shamosim Litei Yochol Litei Mimos Maisa HaRav Enu Enu HaShlicho Umor Shalom.
So he
Or you could say, no, the rabbi is really doing this. He's the rabbi, so he has to, you know, that's his job. That's his service. That's when he's getting a salary from the community to be a rabbi. So part of the things that you are to be the rabbi is to sell. So even if everyone will give you nothing, he still will have to do that as his service of the rabbi. So then anything else that the people give is icing on the cake. Right, exactly. The whole thing is a tip. So he's saying that this is only if the Rav is not, depends, you know, if the Rav himself is really needs help, financial help. If he's a Rav in a Spitz Shul and he's making more than some of the Palabatim are making, so then he's not an Ani. So then even if you say that he will still have to do it Bechinam, so then you get the extra money you give him, you give a tip, but from your own money. There's no limit how much money you can give the Rav to sell the chametz. Give him more than the chametz is even worth if you want. I mean, but if you want to give it for most meiser, so then you have to be shoykel. Is that a chiv? So if you're saying this, no, the Rav is the Rav of Shul. That is his service to service Kal Yisrael. Now, is he also an Ani? So if he's also an Ani, so then you could pay him back extra, and that could be from meiser. That could be from meiser. Yeah, we're going to talk about yeshivas. That's a separate discussion. We'll get to that. So that's Mestaber. That you can give everything to him. If he's a man that needs financial help, he has a big family, so then you can give everything, because Bukhara, the selling of the chametz, he's the Rav of the community, so that's his responsibility as being the Rav of the community. Even if he's not from the big Spitz shuls that he's making, you know, a lot of money. And then the rest you can give him all from Meiser. He falls into that category. But the good part of that is that it's not viewed in people's eyes as giving tzedakah, even though he's giving for meiser money, and therefore it's not a embarrassment to, in other words, to the Rav to receive it, because that became something that everyone does. So some people, I'm sure, give more, some people give less, you know. But it's an opportunity. If you know the Rav that you're doing with is a person that you know, is in financial difficulty, then you could give him, you know, as much as you want. And if you need to use from Meiser Kesafim, you could even use from Meiser Kesafim, and that could be a real Meiser Kesafim Lekulei Alma, because like he has a big family, he can't necessarily support. Based on his regular job, so he needs other things, income, to get him through the year. So then, in Akhanami, he could give the whole thing from Meiser. Right, that could be all included in his responsibilities, right. I'm saying even if he didn't get paid from the shul, and he's the Rav, so he also is taking upon himself those responsibilities. Unless he's getting a tremendous amount from the shul, and then he's not even an Ani. Then if you just want to give him money because you like him, and so you'll have to do that too. And But then it can't, it has to be from your money. You can't pay from Meisim money. Then he has some fascinating other examples. It's not so much in our communities, but there's some in the Hasidic communities. This is like a chokol ayavor that you get erev Pesach matzahs. There's a matzahs that you use in the Seder should have to be matzahs that were baked on erev Pesach. So if you're a real chassid, that you'll make sure that your matzahs are being baked on erev Pesach. And if you're a square chassid, so then not only you'll make sure your matzahs are baked on erev Pesach, but the people that are baking the matzahs on erev Pesach will be saying halal with a bracha on erev Pesach, b'shas de'afias hamatzos on erev Pesach, just like the halal was said on erev Pesach when they brought the korban Pesach. That's if you're a real, if other people were not, then they should be saying halal, certainly not without a bracha. But a good square chassid, that's what they do. There was always different times during the year that a question, should we say halal, with a bracha, without a bracha, as we know. So Erev Pesach after Chatzos is also one of these questionable times of saying, so what if you want to buy Erev Pesach matzahs? Because you have plenty of matzahs at home. But you want to have hadir to have Pesach matzahs. So he said, can you buy Erev Pesach matzahs? So chora, it's not a dovah shemachova. So at first glance, we would say it's a heder. It's a heder, so it's a heder. You can take it from. And if you hold, you don't need to give basic stuff and dafka to Adim, then you should be able to. But he says, but he doesn't want to be matirit. He says, "Chori yesh lodun leesher." The sof kol sof yikayim chovas mitzvahs achilas matzah matzah shikon al gamri mimos zaka. So he says, because at the end of the day, you're buying your matzah that you're going to use for the mitzvah with Maisik Safim, and then therefore you're going to be Yotze Yehovah with Maisik Safim. He says, Ulai, Shibyochal Shav Kaba Ola, the Bishop Matzah Megillah, Shayochal Yitena Hefesh, Kim Shalasa Shukalu Mitzvah Kaim Mitzvah Sachil Matzah, Matzah Shnaf is Ver Pesach. It could be that the differential, in other words, obviously, Erev Pesach matzahs are very expensive. So whatever matzah costs, so you'll take whatever amount Erev Pesach matzahs cost, you'll deduct the price of a regular matzah, and whatever's left, that means that was the amount that you have to pay for the special heder, and maybe that you could buy with nicer suffering money. So it's a mitzvah, and it's not a chovah, necessarily. Then he has Shavuos. He says, people buy flowers from certain mostos for Shavuos. So it's a way to support the mosad, that they give you flowers. And then, so could you buy those? So he says, so the first case with the Erev Pesach matzahs, that's to do a mitzvah, and it's not exactly a chovah because you could really use other matzahs, so that's a mitzvah. But so you can buy it for a mitzvah. But here, obviously they're selling it for more than it goes for, which the whole point is that the yeshiva or the thing should make money out of this. So, he says he doesn't think this even rates as a real mitzvah that you could. In the first case, you're buying your matzahs, so you're buying Erev Pesach matzahs. Okay, so you're buying Erev Pesach matzahs. And you're still going to do the mitzvah with those matzahs. But here, to decorate the house, the village is the shul. Here he's talking about to decorate your house. So maybe you could say that that whatever, so it's really not a mitzvah in the end, the money's going to the organization. So maybe there's what to say, that whatever amount of money they're selling the flowers more than the gold rate, that you could do that. Then he has an interesting shayla about a talus. A talus gadol, talus cotton. Because tzitzis is not a chovas mitzvah, right? There's no chovas to wear tzitzis. It's only if you have a bag at the bal kampos. So since there's no chovas, so then maybe I can get it's not a dovish of a chovas. So then there's what to say that he wants to make the kill between talus cut and talus gadol. I mean, Rav Moshe Feinstein says the whole idea that we wear tzitzis today is just a minute. He calls that a minute because our regular wardrobe does not warrant tzitzis. So we go out of our way to try to do the mitzvah. So, but that's not a real chovah. So the Gemara says that the Eden Rischa, the Gemara in Menachas, that the Rishpah was angry, so he'll get angry at us that we didn't try to mechayev ourselves in a mitzvah. So therefore is what to say. But we saw in the Be'er Golem that anything that you would have done otherwise, any mitzvah that you would have done... Anyway, even if you didn't have the money, even if you didn't have the Meiser money, you would have done it anyway, then you can't use the Meiser money. So he writes here, so he thinks that a talus gadol, a person would have bought anyway, because he's embarrassed to be in shul without his talus. Right? If he's a married person, he's embarrassed to be in shul without the talus. It looks very awkward. So he would get a talus anyway. So then there's what to say that it can't come from most mice. That's pretty close from his son. But then he has the other svara to say that stam it's not a chovah. But again, this is only with the opinion that you don't have to give a daf kefanim. Then he says, what about tefillin? Right? by tefillin with most meiser. So he says also he thinks it's not so pashut. Again, this is all assuming that if you're of the opinion that that's have to go for aniyim, there's nothing to talk about. This is all within the other shita, if we want to be makom. So he says, there's no chova to really own tefillin, right? It just would be very inconvenient in life if you didn't have your own pair of tefillin. But technically, you know, you could always be borrowing. Like pinyan aben, you see, that's the best example. Because pinyan aben is the one time you have to spend the money. Tefillin, you don't have to spend the money. You can say, okay, I'll go to the late minyan. The shul has extra pairs of tefillin, and I'll always borrow from the shul. Not necessarily the most smart thing to do, but it's not convenient, and it's not good. But technically, it's not a chova. Like pinyan aben is a chova to give the money. Tefillin is not a chova to give the money. You just have to make sure you're in a situation where you'll wear tefillin. So with that, he's saying that maybe tefillin is not a davar shebechova, then you could buy it with you can buy it from meiser money. Quotes here from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. If a person can't afford tefillin, then he could use it. He could buy it with meiser money. It's not really the davar shebechova. And then he says, well, what about tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? What do we wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? So he says, so that's for sure not a chova. Because speaker, how often we pass it like Rashi, is the bottom thing here. So the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is not a chova. So if it's not a chova, so then, but then he wants to suggest that maybe once you started wearing it, then you'll mekabo upon yourself. Then that's like a neder. That's like a minhag tov. So, if originally you didn't have to remain a tam tefillin and you want to start the minhag, so maybe you can get that from meiser. But say you bought remain a tam tefillin and you started wearing remain a tam tefillin, and then you lost your remain a tam tefillin, and now you want to replace your remain a tam tefillin, so maybe that's considered a davar shebechova because that's is binding down mitam midag tov. And then he discusses, could you pay the money? You have a son, Baruch Hashem, and you have to do a bris milah for him. So could you use? So that's the davar shebechova. So you could And that's what he starts saying. You want to pay the moil from... So he says that but really, technically speaking, the moral has to do with bechinam. Ma ta bechinam afu bechinam. Meila shema shenoshel lohu begeder matana ba'almu. So then you could say that if the moral is an ani, then it's just a matana, and then it could come even from ma'aser. And what about to pay for his own wedding? In other words, he has a fellow who is, you know, maybe he's not so close with his parents, he's living on his own, and he already earned a lot of money when he was single, and now he wants to pay for his own wedding. And it's a mitzvah peravu. So he says, well, chol davar shebechol was not. So is that, did that come? So he says that he thinks that it's usher because it's a davar shebechol. Even if it's a second marriage, it's still to be married, even if he already had children with his first marriage, and he was Mekayim Peruvu, and then Chas V'Shalom, his wife passed away. It's still an Indian of Osro Lo La'amod B'Loisha. So he has this, a chiyuv just to have some. And then he speaks about a woman who wants to pay for her wedding. I mean, again, you know, she's a single girl, she doesn't have parents or whatever, she's been working a lot, she has a lot of money. And she wants to... the chov of marriage is not on her. Because she's not mitzuva peruvu. That should be a perfect thing, that she should be able to use my sir suffering for the woman, for her, to help in the her wedding, her own wedding. So he said, but he thinks not. He says in the bottom paragraph on page 20, Yosef Mitzvah Belisar came to Rome, but he had them Kavanosa, but he's away, and made him Lisha Mitzvah. In other words, her kavana in marriage is not necessarily for the mitzvah of marriage or helping her husband's mitzvah. It's because, you know, just practical life is it would be good for her to be married. So maybe. Even though in the end she might be doing a mitzvah, but that's not really why she's getting married. She's just getting married because it's a normal thing to get married. So he thinks of confidence that even her, she shouldn't use meiser suffering from that. But again, all of these discussions are within the idea of that you can use this for mitzvahs, and then which type of mitzvahs, and assuming it can't be a mitzvah chova. So then all these interesting discussions come up about the matzah, about the Rabbeinu Tamsville, and you know, it's you know, it gets you thinking about the nature of every all these types of mitzvahs, of which fall into the category and which don't.
Can you make a rule that anything over the bare-bone mitzvah can be used?
Anything over the bare bones.
In other words, you have, let's say, you can convert something that you use a certain amount, 1,000 of.
Yeah, in other words, whatever it costs to rent the bare bones, you want to say that should come from which type of mitzvah? That should come from your money, and anything extra could be. So it depends where the money's going to. If the money is going, like in Brooklyn, they have this very good idea that every yeshiva in Williamsburg also has a catering hall. It's a brilliant idea, as they kept the yeshivas going. And you have a nice catering hall. And then you can have a very nice wedding. You don't need to go to the fancy halls or whatever. You can have the wedding in this yeshiva, that yeshiva. It's a great thing. So there, it's supporting. But if you're not doing it where you're supporting, so then it's not even. So you're helping a wealthy businessman being even richer. So that wouldn't necessarily be in the category that you can use Meister Ksachim for. There's nothing wrong with having rich people become richer, but that doesn't mean you can use Meister Ksachim for that. Because it doesn't fall into Adi and it doesn't fall into Mitzvah either. So it's, you want to give your business to a Jew, okay, you give your business to a Jew, and he'll be making more money than he was making from before. Okay, but the concepts are very interesting concepts, and it all starts off with this Mishnah Peah, which says that you can't hire a worker to and let his son get all the benefits of Lechet Shechem Peah, and in the meantime he'll give the father less, because then you're using your Matanos Lavyonim for your own benefits, so that you're not supposed to do. And it's a chiddush. I mean, one could say that the whole idea is really only aniyim, like the Maharil said. So this is only Al-Atzad, that it can work also, and it still has to be a Dover, can't be a Dover Shabbachova, how to work this through. So these are some interesting examples that Harfens has in the same. Okay, Viz Hashem will continue tomorrow. We'll see you after this.